This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day if you like controversy about movies, because there are a whole host of movies that are full of ideological messages and ideological issues and exploitation of children. I'm sure you've heard something about the movie Cuties. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about another movie with a profoundly anti-Christian agenda, a movie called The Devil All the Time. And by the way, it takes a lot of your time. That's a 2.5-hour ordeal, that film. We will get to that, a movie about assisted suicide with an all-star cast. And yes, of course, the movie is very pro assisted suicide. Susan Sarandon, Sam Neill, Kate Winslet, another Oscar winner, Rainn Wilson, many more. And we'll also be reviewing the controversial new film, and it's the first film I've ever seen that puts forward aspects of critical race theory. Yeah, really. Explicitly. As part of the film. The filmmakers used Janelle Monáe, the very charismatic star of Hidden Figures. They used her to help advance this film called Antebellum. Antebellum means before the war. Are we talking about the Civil War, or are we talking about the race war that the filmmakers may suggest is about to come in the United States? We will review all of these later in the show. We'll also be talking to a fed-up mom who says, you know what? Remote learning is a total disaster, and it's terrible for parents and for kids. And I'll tell you something else that's not great for parents and for kids. There is a crime, and it has not gotten national attention yet. It may. But a crime in Seattle that I think illustrates, I mean, everything that is wrong with left-wing ideology right now. And it's a horrifying crime, and it goes right to the heart of the question of public safety in our criminal justice system. We will cover that as well on the Medved Show. But first up, a busy day on the campaign trail. The candidates, both of them, are heading out to Minnesota, which is suddenly a battleground. Now, why is Minnesota a battleground? Because Minnesota was incredibly close last time. Hillary Clinton carried Minnesota by 1.5 percentage points. That was the big state, it's 10 electoral votes, that Donald Trump came closest to carrying 4 years ago. And, of course, he's very encouraged. There are 6 Democratic mayors way up north in the Iron Range, mayors of small cities, who have endorsed Donald Trump. And Trump believes he can make a real battle of this state. Now, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, the Biden lead in Minnesota is 10 points. There's a recent poll that shows Biden ahead by 16 points. Trump aims to change that tonight. He is doing a big rally in Bemidji, Minnesota. And Biden is going to be touring a union facility, a training program. And just in the style of the two different campaigns, he's going to be doing a very different sort of event. And speaking of very different sort of events, there's a prelude to the debates, and the debates, of course, are coming up. Oh, it's a week from this Tuesday, so what is it, about 10 days. And, boy, it's going to be a big deal. And I think that we have a better sense of what those debates might sound like, look like, feel like after President Trump's town hall that he did in Pennsylvania. And guess what? Biden's town hall that he also did in Pennsylvania, a crucial state for both candidates. Biden, it was a very, very different tone in the way that it was moderated and in the questions that he received. There's no question about that. But there are also some surprises in the way that Biden handled it and the way that he responded. To put this all in context, and I want to play some highlights and lowlights from Joe Biden's performance last night, which has been both praised and panned, and by the expected parties. Of course, Democratic partisans are beside themselves because, as one put it, Joe Biden actually put together several coherent sentences right in a row. It was amazing. And then, of course, people on the right pointing to things that Joe Biden said that simply aren't true. But I'll tell you something that is true, which is a Gallup poll, which is just out this morning. And it's extraordinarily significant, it seems to me, because it's about the favorability ratings of all of the candidates. And when I say all of the candidates, I mean not just Biden and Trump, but also Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. And the poll shows that at this point in the campaign, for only the second time in polling history, both candidates have a favorable rating under 50%. That's an ouch. What was the other time that both candidates had a favorable rating under 50%? Let's go way back into the dim recesses of the past. Actually, you don't have to go far back. You just go back to 2016. And both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were way below 50%. Okay, here's what the numbers show. And the question that they asked, and this is exactly the wording that they used in this Gallup survey, is they asked the question, as I read each name, please say if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that person, or if you have never heard of them. What's amazing to me is 9% of people say they never heard of Mike Pence. Which is just, I don't know, 15% say they've never heard of Kamala Harris. Maybe they heard of Kamala Harris, but no, 15% say they've never heard of Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris actually came out with the most balanced rating of any of these candidates because there were a bunch of people who never heard of her. She had 42% favorable, 43% unfavorable, so that's kind of a tie. Trump, and this is not a surprise, he had a 41% favorable. He has been right at that number throughout his presidency. And this is one of those things that I think that the Trump campaign is going to have to look at going into the debate, is that there is a widespread belief, and I hear it all the time from extremely partisan Republicans who are very confident Trump will win, who are very, very strongly enthusiastic about President Trump, that were it not for the coronavirus, if the economy were back where it were, Trump would be winning in a landslide. Maybe you believe that. But why? Because his approval rating wasn't higher. It was the same. And this is one of the stunning things about Trump's campaign. A number of people have written about this. Ezra Klein over at Vox wrote a terrific piece about that, and which is that for all of the howls of protest from people on the left, Trump remains admired, approved of, favorable to a little bit more than 40% of the public. But no matter what achievements he makes, he doesn't seem capable of getting up above 50%. And even at the height of the economy, when things were humming along and the lowest black unemployment rate and lowest Hispanic unemployment rate, President Trump still was below 50% in approval. He's 41% favorable, 57% unfavorable. Joe Biden, 46% favorable, 50% unfavorable. So what does that mean? Biden has a spread. He's 4 points down negative. Trump is 16 negative. So what happened last night at the Biden town hall to change any of that? We will go to that and play you some highlights and lowlights coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one other aspect of this brand new Gallup poll about the tickets, and there it's about not only President Trump and Vice President Pence, it's about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. There's something that is striking here that I think explains one of the reasons you haven't seen that much of Kamala Harris, have you? Is they ask this question, and it's a separate question aside from the approval rating, where there's still 15% of Americans who say they've never heard of Kamala Harris, and there, probably a lot of those people are not going to come out to vote, is my guess, but some of them will. They don't know. The other thing that they asked people is, how would you rate Joe Biden's choice of Kamala Harris for vice president? Would you rate this choice as excellent, pretty good, only fair, or poor? Okay, Kamala Harris wins a new prize for having a majority of people who think it's a fair or poor choice. She is not a popular choice. 52% think her choice was fair or poor. Now, who's the most popular choice ever? Well, this will tell you something. The three most popular choices, with over 60% saying it's excellent or pretty good, were, first of all, John McCain's choice of Sarah Palin. How'd that work out? Barack Obama's choice of Joe Biden. That was a very popular choice. And the most popular choice of all, John Kerry's choice of John Edwards. Remember John Edwards? What an embarrassment. Okay, Kamala Harris, why is she not featured? You know what? Let's go to the president. The president's live taking questions. He was just talking about the progress with the coronavirus vaccine. Here's the president of the United States at the White House. Listen.
Pharmaceutical industry, manufacturing in Puerto Rico is what they've wanted for years, and we're doing that in addition to the $13 billion. Yes, please.
Mr. President, I think I heard you right saying that you said that you expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April. So as we sit here in mid-September, and there have been questions about the timeline, can you walk us through now and the beginning of April to which every American can have a vaccine?
Sure, and I think we may exceed those numbers even. Scott, do you want to discuss that quickly?
Sure. As has been said many times.
We have all the people that are involved in the actual vaccine distribution here, but we were just going through this. As of the end of the year, we will have over 100 million doses manufactured. The people who are in the prioritized list, of including high risk, including first responders, will have the ability to take the vaccine. No one's being mandated to be vaccinated at the latest in January. And as we said yesterday, there will be hundreds of millions of doses delivered for people to take it during the first quarter, and so that by April, every single American who wants to be vaccinated will have the ability to be vaccinated. It's not a forced vaccination, of course.
Dr. Fauci said today, basically echoed Dr. Redfield's comments that Q2, Q3, some point the summer of next year, the entire country potentially, or at least as many Americans that need to be vaccinated, will be vaccinated. Is that the timeline?
We think we will.
Next summer?
Yeah, that's on the outer edge. We think we can beat that number very substantially.
And on TikTok, sir, if you don't mind, the Commerce Department essentially gave you a runway today to strike a deal after the election. Do you expect a TikTok deal before the election or after the election?
I think it could go quickly. We have great companies talking to us about it. You know about Oracle. You know Microsoft has been involved, and let's see whether or not they're continuing to be involved. Walmart is truly a great company. They are very much involved. They want to do something. So we have some great options, and maybe we can keep a lot of people happy, but have the security that we need. We have to have the total security from China. We're not going to do anything to jeopardize security. At the same time, it's an amazing company and very, very popular. So if we can do a combination of both, I'd be very happy doing that. Could go very quickly, though. Could go very, very fast. Yeah, please.
Mr. President. Kuwait.
What do you?
Thank you, Mr. President. On Kuwait. So the ambassador to the Kuwaiti ambassador to Austria this week told the IAEA that the Kuwaiti government is very concerned over Iran's constant breaching of the JCPOA. In your discussions with the Kuwaitis today, have you discussed where they stand this week as we go into the UN, as the United States tries to extend sanctions on Iran?
Well, they just left my office, as you know, the Oval Office, and we had a very good meeting with the emir, and I think we understand each other very well. They're very excited about a lot of things that are happening in the Middle East. They are so excited that we signed the first two countries, and I think they'll end up fairly quickly being a part of it. I have, I would say, 7 or 8 countries that want to be a part of it without even working very easily, very quickly. Nobody thought this would happen, and not only is it's happening rather easily. We discussed that very briefly because that's an easy one. Believe it or not, that whole thing is now a beautiful puzzle that's coming together very nicely.
Okay, what the President's talking about here is the recognition of Israel deal that he achieved with the United Arab Emirates and with Bahrain. And he met today with the Kuwaiti ambassador in the Oval Office. And there's a lot of speculation that Kuwait might be next. And that would be obviously a very good thing that President Trump would have every reason to be very proud over. Let's go back to the president.
Fight, and you have 50 people in the middle. I don't care who you are, even if you're the U.S., those 50 people are in great danger. We took them out. But we had a lot of troops on the border, and we took them out. I said, look, they've been fighting on their border for 200 years, and a lot longer than that under different names. And they can continue to do that. That's not for us. We're guarding our own borders. We're doing very well on our southern border, as an example. So we're out of Syria, except we kept the oil, and we'll make a determination. We'll probably be dealing with the Kurds and the oil and see what it all ends up, but we'll be out. And very importantly, we're down to very few soldiers in Iraq, and we'll be down very shortly over the next couple of weeks to 4,000, less than 4,000 in Afghanistan. And then we'll make that final determination a little bit later on. We're dealing very well with the Taliban.
We will be right back, see if the president has anything to say, if he has any comments, because he may, in fact, probably will, about Joe Biden's town hall last night. It wasn't entirely a love fest. He got one question from a Trump supporter, but mostly it was something of a love fest. We will go to that and much more coming up on The Medved Show.
Love your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why is it so hard for the Republicans to accept the science, crush the virus, so that we can open our economy and open our schools more safely?
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi there pressing Republicans on producing a new stimulus package. Pelosi adding no one is safe in the United States unless everyone is safe. House Minority Leader from California Kevin McCarthy sees things a little bit different.
Congressional Republicans have come to the table with a targeted proposal. Democrats continue to delay COVID relief to pursue an unrelated liberal agenda.
Busy day for President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. The president holding one of his coronavirus briefings at the White House, then heading off to Minnesota. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Minnesota touring a plant and delivering remarks. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, the town hall last night for Joe Biden was sponsored by CNN with Anderson Cooper moderating. And that was a contrast to the ABC TV town hall for President Trump. That, of course, was with George Stephanopoulos moderating. The setting was much more advantageous for Joe Biden, it seems to me. It looked better, it worked better, it didn't seem so strange. The Trump town hall was in an auditorium, sort of with a very steep bleachers, and you could see there were only a few people there and largely empty seats, and then just George Stephanopoulos and President Trump sitting on the stage more than 6 feet apart from one another. And for Joe Biden, it was like a drive-in theater. People had driven in. They had cars sort of gathered around. It was outdoors. And on stage were Anderson Cooper and Joe Biden. And then the people would get up and ask their questions at a microphone. The camera would find them, and then Biden and would go on. And sometimes Anderson Cooper asked follow-up questions. To me, the most interesting question was a question from an African-American woman wearing a mask who asked about whether Biden would change things for black families in terms of the fear that people have for their sons. How would he change things? And he concentrated. He had a very good line. He said, look, nobody hates bad cops more than good cops. And he tried to bring those good cops together, and it would be a big national project for police reform involving leaders of the black community and leaders of the police unions and leaders of the local police departments, the chiefs. Okay, so right after that, Anderson Cooper asked him And I love this question because it's one of the questions that was actually in our newsletter last week, which was, Joe Biden ought to be asked, did you benefit from white privilege? Because a lot of his followers and supporters buy into this idea of white privilege, that any person who's white has some kind of illegitimate privilege. So as a follow-up question for this question about the police, Anderson Cooper asked my question. And thank you, Anderson. It's a good question. And Joe Biden's answer, well, you'll hear it. This is clip 06, Jeremy.
Do you see ways that you've benefited from white privilege?
Sure, I've benefited just because I don't have to go through what my black brothers and sisters have had to go through, number one. But number two, you know, grow up here in Scranton. We're used to guys who look down their nose at us. We're looked at people who look at us and think that we're suckers. Look at us and they think that we're not equivalent to them. If you didn't have a college degree, you must be stupid. If, in fact, you didn't get to go to an Ivy school. Well, I tell you what bothered me, to tell you the truth. Maybe it's my Scranton roots. I don't know. But when you guys started talking on television about Biden, if he wins, will be the first person without an Ivy League degree to be elected president, I'm thinking, who the hell makes you think I have to have an Ivy League degree to be president? I really mean it. I found my backup. No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Like, guys like me, were the first in my family to go to college. Up here, my dad busted his neck. My dad came up here, worked here, lost his job like a lot of people did here. There used to be a bad joke in the 60s in Scranton. Everybody's not, no one's in Scranton. Everybody's from Scranton because so many people lost their jobs. We are as good as anybody else. And guys like Trump, who inherited everything and squandered what they inherited, are the people that I've always had a problem with, not the people who are busting their neck.
Okay, look, he made two misstatements there, which he has been attacked for, and appropriately. One misstatement was, no, he was not the first member of his family to go to college. And this was part of what got him in trouble way back when he was running for president before in 1988. And his campaign fell apart because he had plagiarized from Neil Kinnock. He is the first person in the Biden family to go to college. His grandfather on his mother's side did go to college. So he was just wrong about that. If he corrected it to say, look, I'm the first person in the Biden family or first person among the Bidens to go to college. Okay. The other thing, he said something that a lot of people have commented about, we comment about on the show, is that if you look at all the recent presidential nominees of the Democratic Party, going all the way back to 1984, they've all had college, Ivy League college degrees. Biden doesn't. Kamala Harris doesn't. And so they're the first in that regard. But Ronald Reagan didn't have an Ivy League college degree. Gerald Ford did. Jimmy Carter didn't. Jimmy Carter went to Annapolis, which is not the Naval Academy, an Ivy League school. And again, Harry Truman didn't go to college at all. He went into the Army. And he really was self-educated and a very bright, brilliant guy. So Biden misstated it when he said I'd be the first person elected president, though a number of people did point out that he broke a string of Ivy League nominees for his party. And then he made one other mistake that people, I think, rightly have pounced on. And this is clip 01, Jeremy, where he was talking emotionally and energetically, but incorrectly, about President Trump's handling of coronavirus. Listen.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive. All the people, I'm not making this up, just look at the data. Look at the data. And then, we're now being told, there's going to be no, I pray to God there's a vaccine tomorrow that could be available to everyone.
Okay. No one believes that there is anything that the President of the United States could have done to have avoided every single death. Even countries that have been widely praised, New Zealand and South Korea and Australia and Germany, countries that have been widely praised because they have much less death than the United States in handling coronavirus, they still had some deaths. And to say, look at the data that the, I'm not making this up, yeah, Joe, you are. That's not accurate and it's not true. There's more. But if we go to clip four, Biden summarizes his position of trust on the vaccines. Listen.
First of all, I don't trust the president on vaccines. I trust Dr. Fauci. If Fauci says the vaccine is safe, I take the vaccine. That we should listen to the scientists, not to the president.
Okay. I think that's, frankly, what a lot of Democrats feel, and a lot of non-Trump enthusiasts or Trump non-enthusiasts. When we come back, more about Joe Biden and what the Trump team needs to recognize that was noteworthy about this performance. What was noteworthy about this performance was not only the softball treatment from CNN. You got to expect that. That won't be the case in the debates where Chris Wallace is asking the questions and Chris Wallace is moderating. And I think Chris Wallace will probably be ferociously tough on both candidates, and he should be. That's what you want. You want to be president of the United States. You want to be able to handle the pandemic. You want to be able to handle China. You want to be able to handle Vladimir Putin. For goodness sake, you should be able to handle some tough questions. And we'll see in the debate. But the idea of a sleepy Joe who can't answer a question effectively, that I think is going to be a little bit tougher to put across if it's the same Biden who showed up last night, shows up at the debates on the 29th. We'll be right back with more on the MedVet Show.
Get 50% off any download at the MedVet History Store by becoming an annual MedHead member. Join at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com. Because ClearPlay loves good movies.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Joe Biden last night in his homecoming town hall in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And President Trump actually had to go to kind of enemy territory because he also went to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania with 20 electoral votes, which was incredibly close last time. President Trump won, but he won by less than 1%. And Pennsylvania, one of more than a half dozen states that were just breathtakingly close last time. One of them, a state that President Trump lost that he's meaning to flip over this time, Minnesota. But President Trump actually did his town hall with George Stephanopoulos this week. He did it from Philadelphia. And I don't know the exact numbers, but President Trump didn't do well in the city of Philadelphia. I mean, it's just not, it's not his turf. I mean, usually what happens is James Carville once said the state of Pennsylvania is Pittsburgh on one end and Philadelphia on the other end, and everything else is Alabama. Because Pennsylvania is quite a conservative state. When you go outside of Philadelphia and you go outside of Pittsburgh, it's a pretty conservative state. And that's what President Trump relied upon. He had an unbelievably strong showing in rural areas of Pennsylvania that do have some population. And so he did his campaign from Philadelphia, his town hall. Last night in Scranton, which is Joe Biden's hometown, and I know that President Trump has spoken about this, that Joe Biden abandoned Scranton when he was 10 years old. But wait, it's true. Biden's family, and he alluded to it in the clip we just played, left Scranton when he was 10. And they moved to Wilmington, Delaware, which is not that close by. But Delaware is an adjacent state. Wilmington, Delaware is really the Philadelphia media market, in fact. All of Delaware is. But it's one of those things. I am sympathetic to that. And I bet there are other people who are listening to me. I have several hometowns. I mean, certainly Seattle has been my home for 25 years. It's a long time. And I was born in Philly, in Philadelphia, grew up in Philly till I was six when my parents moved to San Diego, California. And from first grade through junior year of high school, I lived in San Diego, and then my parents moved to L.A. And I bet there are a bunch of other people out there who are listening, because this is part of the story of American life, American middle class life, is people often move around. And that has been the case with Joe Biden. But he is kept in touch. Obviously, it benefits him politically with Scranton. And he also got some other good news from Pennsylvania, which is actually could be critically important in this election. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court yesterday blocked the Green Party presidential ticket from state ballots, allowing state and local election officials to resume preparations for November 3rd and to begin mailing ballots out to voters. Okay, if there's anybody out there, is there anyone listening to me right now who knows who the Green Party candidate for president is this time? Well, it's a pillar of blinding and burning charisma named Howie Hawkins. The court ruled that presidential contender Howie Hawkins and his running mate, the dynamic Angela Walker, did not qualify for the ballot because the party did not submit signed filing papers in person as required by state rules. It was the second such ruling in a week. On Monday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court found deficiencies in the Green Party's ballot petition in the state, excluding the party from the ballot. The latest decision is another blow to the third party ticket and a win for Democrats, who worried that the Green Party would siphon votes from presidential nominee Joe Biden in the key battleground state. And look, that's a legitimate worry. In both Wisconsin and in Michigan, the margin between Trump and Hillary, the Green Party vote was more than that margin. In other words, there were more people who voted for the dynamic Jill Stein than made the difference between Trump and Hillary. Now, speaking of differences, Biden got a question about President Trump and his handling of the coronavirus. This is clip number 02, Jeremy. And made a claim which actually isn't true at all. Listen to Joe Biden last night.
Imagine had he at the State of the Union stood up and said, when back in January I wrote an article for USA Today saying, we've got a pandemic, we got a real problem. Imagine if he had said something. How many more people would be alive?
Okay, he did say something in the State of the Union. As a matter of fact, here, clip three is what President Trump actually said.
Protecting Americans' health also means fighting infectious diseases. We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat.
Okay. Was this a big part of the State of the Union address? Well, no, but coronavirus was not a big threat in the United States yet. At that time. And look, the entire claim that no one would have died in America if Trump had handled it differently. By the way, I think it is absolutely fair to say that, look, there's no reason that America should be so far below other nations, other similar large, wealthy nations. There's no reason, really, that the United States should be doing significantly worse. And it's not just the blue states, as the president says. I mean, states like Florida have some of the biggest problems right now. And this is a national problem and not just a blue state problem. And speaking of blue states, there's also green issues. Biden was asked a question about the Green New Deal. This is clip 07. Listen.
We're going to invest in close to $1 trillion over time, in the near time, for infrastructure. We're going to build green infrastructure. For example, I propose that we spend $100 billion on making sure our schools have the right ventilation, making sure schools, in fact, are safe.
Okay, what he said basically is asked about the Green New Deal. He says, I have my own deal for dealing with climate change. And there is more, and we'll get to more. There's also a case that I want to get to, which really shows the deeper problem behind some of the urban chaos that you're seeing in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, and St. Paul, and actually even other cities in Minnesota, where policing is breaking down, where basically a long time ago, probably 10 years ago, but probably under the Obama-Biden administration, we had a very dramatic change in the way that we dealt with just keeping order in cities across the country. There's a case with two dead bodies that were found yesterday in a Seattle park, a park that was part of, or right adjacent to, actually, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. There's still people occupying that area, and they're criminals and killers. And the idea that we're doing nothing about it, that, it seems to me, is one of the ideas that we do need to talk about as part of the campaign and part of doing better in the future for this country. There's also a warning of by the FBI chief. It's not a warning that echoes the priorities of the Trump campaign, but the headline from Washington Post: FBI chief warns of Russia's efforts to, quote, denigrate Biden, and also warns of radicals by white supremacists, radical action by violent white supremacists. We will get to that as well with testimony from Christopher Wray. And much more, the Census Bureau with some surprising numbers and meaningful numbers about a change in marriage in America. That and more, plus controversial films that are worth talking about honestly and with information in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.